This news brief brought to you by the International News Net.
U.S. officials say there's growing evidence Pakistan's ISI spy agency encouraged a Pakistani militant group, the Haqqani Network, to carry out last week's attack on the U.S. Embassy and NATO headquarters in Kabul. A U.S. Senate committee voted this week to make $1 billion in U.S. aid to flood-ravaged Pakistan, conditional on a crackdown on militant groups. Former Afghan President Burhanuddin Rabbani was killed Tuesday in a suicide bombing. A survivor of the attack, an aide to the former president, said Rabbani was lured to his death by the bomber, who claimed he was representing a mysterious figure mediating between the government and the Taliban's senior leadership. NATO leaders Wednesday authorized a 90-day extension of the alliance's mission in Libya. NATO began enforcement of a four-month no-fly zone over Libya in March. NATO fighter jets have flown more than 20,000 sorties over Libya, dropping thousands of bombs to take out Muammar Gaddafi's command centers and military materiel. Hundreds of civilians have been reported killed. Amnesty International says it has uncovered evidence that rebel forces in Libya have committed gross human rights abuses, some amounting to war crimes. The rights group also reveals the Western media deliberately ignored or covered up the widespread atrocities. In a report released Tuesday, Amnesty accuses the rebels of unlawful killings, arbitrary arrests, and widespread torture of civilians, mostly black foreigners. The report also confirms widely held concerns about the NTC's ability to unite the country and oversee a peaceful transition. Many attacks are focused on blacks suspected of being sympathetic to ousted dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The report states angry groups of supporters of the February 17th revolution shot, hanged, and lynched dozens of captured soldiers and suspected foreign mercenaries, and did so with total impunity. Gaddafi's supporters have accused NATO of killing up to 800 civilians. Amnesty says both the NTC and Gaddafi's forces are to blame. U.S. combat troops in Iraq may be heading to the exits, but the U.S. government's enormously expensive intervention there is hardly coming to an end. U.S. officials are planning to expand the gargantuan embassy in Baghdad, a heavily fortified, self-contained compound the size of Vatican City, by far the largest embassy the world has ever seen. Inside its high walls, guard towers and machine gun emplacements ring not just the embassy itself, but more than 20 other buildings. The number of personnel under the authority of the U.S. ambassador will swell from 8,000 to about 16,000.
More details on these stories, visit INNWorldReport.net.
You are listening to the Rule of Law Radio Network at ruleoflawradio.com. Live free speech talk radio at its best.
Hi and welcome to Truth News Radio Australia. It's the 1st of December 2011. And today I'm bringing you some highlights from Radio Skid Row's breakfast show from this morning. I'll be editing that and putting that into this show. So sit back and enjoy the sounds of the morning show with Jack Frost and myself and Carla Cryer, who's from the Rudolf Steiner group that we had on the show a couple of times before, and we get into some interesting subjects in the discussion. We're talking about vaccines, we're talking about HAARP, we're talking about chemtrails, we're talking about Chappelle Corby, and anything else that popped up during the show. We talked about it, and we had quite a few call-ins as well, so you hope you find it very entertaining, and please get back to us with any thoughts or messages. And I'll now bring you the breakfast show from Radio Skid Row 88.9 FM in Sydney.
Yeah, there you go. Workers Radio Sydney on 88.9. It's 25 minutes past six. We've got Carla Ann Harewood and myself, Jack Frost. So I hope everyone's having a good morning this morning. Hope the traffic is fine. If anyone, give us a call on the traffic report, give us a call on 9550-9552. It's going to be tops of 19 degrees today in Sydney. The wind will stop. It doesn't seem, it's going to be a nice, cool sort of off almost winter day, and we're in the 1st of December, so it's not a very good start for our summer, but what do you expect? I mean, it's just climate change.
It's all right.
It's okay.
We're all going to be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine. Yeah. Bring out our jackets. It's really sort of this bipolar there of climate change that's going on in this world. Now, you're talking about vaccinations.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
We were talking about that just in the break there. The government has brought in a new program to try and coerce families to get their kids fully vaccinated. Mm. And what they're doing is they're going to withhold the family tax rebates, which actually amounts to a lot of money. It's a couple of thousand dollars at least. It might be more than that in some cases.
Hit them at the pocket, yeah.
And of course, you know, for families that, for most families, that's a significant amount of money, and it really is going to punish. It's really going to make it hard on those who say they don't want to get their kids vaccinated. And because, I mean, we're taxed quite heavily in this country. So
we've got a carbon tax coming as well.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, the tax rebates that they do have on offer are actually quite important to just help families get by. But, you know, why are they doing this now after all these years? Why are they trying to bring in this really draconian measure to enforce the kids to get vaccinated? It seems like the mega corporations and the governments together in this fascist corporatist partnership are just closing the net. The net's closing in, the door's slamming shut, and they just want to own us. It's just like they've decided, look, we're the gloves are off now, you know. We just want to take possession of you.
That's and exciting. We will put into your body what we decide your body then is.
So they're taking off
our jurisdiction. But is it actually legal to withhold tax rebates because you're not being vaccinated? I mean, what kind of law is that? Where did that law come from? How are they managing to do this?
Indeed. I mean, this was reported in Fairfax and News Limited. Yeah. It was a major story last week.
That's right.
I don't know how they can do it. It doesn't make any sense, just like a lot of things don't make any sense.
It's also with the medical mafia in Australia to force parents to medicate ADHD. I mean, the medical mafia, that's probably what it should be called.
Yeah.
Medicate ADHD children. I was an ADHD children.
Yeah, it's a story from a couple recently too, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We've got Horace here online. Horace, have you been vaccinated? Have you ever taken ADHD pills, you know, those speed pills? Make you concentrate. If you take speed, do you concentrate?
When I do a quick blast of the goey back from the 1980s, you know, the good 80s crystalline meth goey, it would fix me right in on anything from a marble to the Harbour Bridge, you know.
I just need to cut in here just because I'm so passionate about these things. It may begin like that, but I just want to let listeners know it ends very differently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
First it ends to give with, it, then it takes it away.
You can't get enough to, of course, the tolerance builds up almost instantaneously and you need a whack twice the size of the one you had 5 minutes ago. And you need them like every 15 minutes.
Exactly.
So just sort of, you know.
And ultimately you end up in a corner without any confidence at all.
Yes.
Well, too freaked to go outside.
Actually, Horace, out of experience by the sounds of it, have you had experience with drug addiction?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. And I'll tell you the three things about the three main powdered type supposed lethal drugs.
Yep.
Heroin doesn't really do a whole lot to you. The only thing that the problem is with heroin is that it's illegal, so people become desperate to get the money because it's not available, and it's sort of from experience you can sort of exist on heroin. I'm not trying to promote it, but it has the same tolerance problems, but it doesn't really sort of run as much danger as cocaine. The problem with cocaine is once again the tolerance problem, so you keep upping the dose, but the problem is it gets to the point where you'll have a whack and it'll stop your heart and you'll drop dead. And the problem with speed and amphetamines is it fries your brain and drives you insane.
Well, the lack of sleep, the best way of torture in the armies is to keep you awake.
And the aging, it's so remarkable. You look at people who've been doing it and they do, and your actual life is
speeded
up.
You can end up looking like Keith Richards by 21.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's not good. But there's a few points I wanted to raise this morning, actually, Jack, if you just want to let me off the leash for a couple of minutes.
Go for it, mate. Have you any concerns?
Yes, I've got a few concerns, actually. For a start, Arthur Christian, it's quite peculiar that for someone that supposedly claims that he was being set up by the Satanists, he seems to run a hell of a lot of the satanic propaganda on his website. And there's no mention of the fact that he's using it as an example to explain how he was set up. It's almost like there's something very sus that doesn't sit right there on that whole deal. The other thing, Herod mentioned that he likes to see proof and evidence before he hooks up to stuff. And that's a bit strange because it's thanks to people like Rob Crombie and all these conspiracy theories that it gets people talking and gets discussion and even arguments going, which eventually floats the truth out to the surface. Without all this, it wouldn't go anywhere. And if you're waiting for the whole package to be delivered with it all signed, sealed and delivered with evidence and proof and everything without having to do any experimentation or research yourself, then you'll end up like the 911 truth movement where 10 years later you're still standing around waiting for the package to be dropped in your lap.
I'll have to disagree with you there, Horace. Sorry. I think if you don't demand evidence, then all you're doing is spreading hearsay, gossip, rumor, which is what we get in the mainstream media anyway. It's just, you know, that is the mainstream media. It's a load of crap. And you know, when I say that some of these conspiracy theories are a load of crap, I don't mean that in distinction to the mainstream media. The mainstream media is a load of crap, and it's just full of propaganda. And you see, like, there's really no difference between propaganda, rumor, gossip.
You're just stating the obvious, mate. We all know this, okay? Now, the thing I wanted to also bring up is the fact that this isn't the whole end run. This is just something that gets it started. The idea is it gets you interested enough so that you have a look at it and do the research yourself, you know? And it's like, where do you stand on cloud seeding? I mean, there's evidence has been rolling out on cloud seeding and chem spraying since 1920. Are you going to say that that's just a wild conspiracy theory?
What do you mean by chem spraying? What are you referring to there?
I mean the airplanes that are flying around that don't leave contrails because they dissolve after about 90 seconds. They leave lines in the sky. We've had people from all over the world filming it. We've had people putting buckets of water or soup bowls of water out on their back lawn to catch the particles falling out of the sky. Then they've sent the stuff off to be analysed, and it's full of everything from barium and up to 47 different types of chemicals, depending on where you are when you take samples. And we've got people in a town in Western Australia where doctors are claiming kids have coughs and they spend half the night up coughing because they can't breathe properly. And people get eyeballs that feel like they have sand thrown in them because they're all full of the crap that's being sprayed in the sky. And this is a country town, so it's not just city pollution. This is, you know, there's a stack of evidence. It's what we booted up a whole heap of evidence onto Skid Row's web page just last night at about 1 o'clock in the morning.
I know, you spammed the crap out of me.
Yeah. So have you actually taken a look at any of this, or are you just waiting for evidence to be dropped in your lap again? All you've got to do is type it into Google, Harold, and it'll pop up. Point I wanted to bring up, you seem to take the negative on just about everyone that rings in. I mean, the other day you were even promoting bestiality just to throw up a different angle. I mean, it's all a bit too ridiculous for me, mate.
All right, well, listen, we'll go into a song. Thanks there, Harold.
Horace.
The two, three H's.
No worries, buddy. You guys have a good day.
All right, listen.
And call in again.
Call in again. And call in during the show anytime, and even in with the next hour and a half. It's interesting to put it out there. We can have a debate.
No worries.
Wait, Harold's got something to say.
I just want to address a couple of those points that were raised, because in terms of the theories that what we see in the sky with the white trails is geoengineering, there's been a lot of propositions made, and some of the leading experts that are saying it, that this may be a deliberate operation, also say that you cannot tell just by looking up into the sky whether that is actually a persistent contrail, which is a normal atmospheric phenomenon, or whether it is a deliberately created one as a result of having some added material added to the fuel. Both are possible and both can occur. And this is where I think you're not being systematic in what you're saying. Now,
Look, mate.
I've actually seen
over the globe that have got photographic evidence. And
but so what? Photograph doesn't prove anything, mate.
Trails, red trails, black trails. There's multi different coloured trails of the exhaust
out. Concept now of different colours.
All right. Well, listen. We'll come back. We'll take a breath and we'll go into song. This is Hard Knock Life. Stay tuned there, Horace, and keep it with us.
Cheers, mate.
Take the bass line out. Jiggle.
Bounce.
Yeah. Let it bump, though.
It's a hard knock life
for us. Steady treat us. We get kicked. Steady kisses. We get kicked. It's a hard knock. From standing on the corners bopping to driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen. For dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard. From the dope spot with the smoke block, clinging the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell, but since when y'all niggas know me to fail? Fuck nah, we all my niggas with the rubber grips. Or shots, and if you with me, mama, rub on your tits and whatnot. I'm from the school of the hard knocks.
You're listening to a replay of the morning show from Workers Radio 88.9 FM in Sydney. I'm Herewood Fenton, and this is Truth News Radio Australia.
Corn and Bullion is a family-owned and operated business that has helped many families and friends in protecting their assets, and we would like to do the same for you. In addition to coins and bullion, we now offer Patriot safes, ammunition, Berkey water products, gift certificates, wristbands, and our new silver pool, a new way to guarantee silver by prepaying at a locked price. We can even help you set up a metals IRA account. Call us at 512-646-6440 for more details. As always, we buy, sell, and trade precious metals and cater to those with all sizes of coin collections. We're located at 7304 Burnett Road, Suite A, about a half a mile north of Koenig, next to the Ikebon Sushi and the Genie Car Wash. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturdays, 10 to 5. Visit us at CapitalCoinAndBullion.com or call 512-646-6440.
Are you being harassed by debt collectors with phone calls, letters, or even lawsuits? Stop debt collectors now with the Michael Maris Proven Method. Michael Maris has won 6 cases in federal court against debt collectors, and now you can win too. You'll get step-by-step instructions in plain English on how to win in court using federal civil rights statutes, what to do when contacted by phone, mail, or court summons, how to answer letters and phone calls, how to get debt collectors out of your credit report, how to turn the financial tables on them and make them pay you to go away. The Michael Maris Proven Method is the solution for how to stop debt collectors. Personal consultation is available as well. For more information, please visit ruleoflawradio.com and click on the blue Michael Maris banner or email michaelmaris@yahoo.com. That's ruleoflawradio.com or email michaelmiras@yahoo.com to learn how to stop debt collectors now.
You're listening to Truth News Radio Australia, going beyond the spin, deception and propaganda of mainstream news. Visit truthnews.com.au and subscribe now. Hi, welcome back to Truth News. We return you now to highlights from the morning show on Radio Skid Row.
Yes, there you go. Listening to Workers Radio Sydney on 88.9. It is 10 minutes to 8 o'clock. We're almost there. An hour to go if you're sitting there in the car. Good bloody morning to you. It is a happy morning. We're here with Herewood Thetton here from Truth News Radio. We're here with Carla Cryer, who's building an economics, helping the community to give us a solution instead of me, who always gives out the doom and gloom repeater of news and everything else. And now to put you...
I'm a debunker, COINTEL pro agent.
Oh, you're under suspicion now.
And this
is
the nurturing option. The nurturing option, yes?
Yes, we've got the nurturer over here, the debunker over here, and the medium over here who sits on the fence like my friend Shardcore. Good morning, Shardcore, if you're listening. You big debunker, you. You big debunker. I love you, Shard. Love that guy. I just want to say that I won't be here on Monday. I just forgot to say to everyone, Shard, if you're listening, you're going to... You won't be having me on Monday. I'll be up the coast, maybe. But that could change because sometimes it changes like that. It is going to be tops of 19 degrees today for you people at Sydney. The weather forecast for the
19.
Yeah, that's what
all.
That's all it says here.
It's like a winter's day.
Exactly.
It's December.
Maximum
ridiculous.
19 degrees. Mostly sunny today. It's a bit windy now, but it's going to calm down later.
It's actually very nice outside.
It has been nice. The wind's great. It sort of changes the moods of people, isn't it?
I like the wind.
Yeah, the wind. I love storms.
The winds of change.
The winds of change.
I just get a bit annoyed when people are constantly telling me that the planet is frying because of man-made global warming, and then it's like this sort of temperatures.
Hey.
And, you know,
keep getting lower.
Yeah, but hey, the UN's put out reports and stuff like that. So Shah was telling me before you came in that 97 scientists have said, mate...
97.
No,
exactly 97.
This is from Naomi Klein. I read the Naomi Klein.
Sure it wasn't 97 and a half?
97 and a half. I read the Naomi Klein. Is it Naomi
Klein? Yeah, Naomi Klein.
I read about it because Shard put me on the spot and said, have you read this? And I said, no.
Look, Naomi Klein wrote an article. We actually talked about it on our last Truth News show.
Mm.
She wrote this big, big fat article about it, right?
About right-wing, left-wing.
Yeah, well, what she said was, it's really interesting. It's worth getting the quote up with what she actually said. But she said that something to the effect of, people who believe in man-made global warming also believe in the collectivism, socialism, and government solutions, whereas people who don't believe in global warming tend to be individualists and a few other things. And it's actually a correct observation. However, she was really demonizing the ones who don't believe. In other words, she was basically proposing that it is good to believe in the collective and the government and the authority of the collective was what she worships. But this is what is true of a lot of left-wing type people, people who self-describe themselves as left-wing.
Mm.
And it is a kind of an unthinking kind of adherence to what they believe is the authority of the collective. To me, that is anathema. It is the opposite of human freedom. I find it really alarming that people like her, she's an intellectual as well, proposes this kind of dumbing down of human consciousness. It's like saying, don't think for yourself, follow the collective. And see, that is just a dumbing down of your intellectual capacity.
Well, I have to cut in here.
All right.
I don't know if we want to continue this.
That's an interesting subject. We'll talk about this. We've got Rob Crombie. Rob Crombie, you're just back online. You've just come back from Eastmouth in Western Australia. How are you doing there, sir?
And, I just wanted to verify a little bit to Carla who I am. I used to be in the Royal Navy. I was an electronics engineer.
All right. So you suss straight away your military intelligence?
I'll have to kill you if I tell you that, and then I'll have to go around to every one of your six listeners and kill them too.
Sounds like my mate Bursell.
Now, in the submarine service, the last thing you want to do is to be detected. That's why we go underwater.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, these VLF, very low frequency towers, are important in one aspect in that they transmit communications at a very low frequency, which penetrates down into the ocean.
Yep.
So I don't know whether you've ever driven under the Glee Bridge, the old metal bridge, and your radio disappears. That's because you're driving through an earth platform.
No, I understand that because they use the penetration of those frequencies to find out what minerals are in the...
Correct. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because...
Yeah. Well, she's a smart woman there, with Carl. That's what we've got on here.
Yeah, so in order to detect that was initially they would beam those frequencies into the earth, and on the, you know, the beaming back from having done that, they could indicate what minerals were there.
Exactly right. And from that, they also discovered that whenever they did this on certain stratosphere or whatever substructures that were down there, they caused shaking.
Yeah.
Which is a form of earthquake, a low-level earthquake.
Yeah,
it was
sure.
From this excitement of this energy at low frequency resonating with the ground.
Yeah, I mean, it does that anyway. You know, if you have a musical instrument playing, you know, another, there'll be a joint vibration, you know, from, you know, other things in the room that can vibrate in that way. Or you can cause movement, you know, underneath a violin, you can cause movement of particles, you know, under there. So you have that principle of, you know, unified vibration. So, of course, you're going to have something, if it can vibrate in the earth, vibrating together with this frequency.
Correct. I'm glad you brought that up because that's where I was going. With
now,
this, my,
I just got someone's just give me information, Rob, about the harp situation in East Mouth in Western Australia. Now, someone's told me, and it has all six sixes. We were just talking about the six six. The station provides, so the Naval Communication Station, the Harold Holt, is located northwest coast of Australia, 6 kilometres north of the town of Eastmouth in Western Australia. The town Eastmouth was built at the same time as the communication station to provide support to the base of the house-dependent families of the U.S. Naval personnel. So it's U.S. Naval.
U.S. Naval, yeah.
All right. Now, the station provides very low frequencies, Rob, VLF radio transmissions, to the United States Navy and the Royal Australian Navy ships and submarines. So, obviously, Rob, when you were hanging out in your... and I'm very sus of people underwater. In Western Australia, Pacific Ocean, you would have been getting your VLF, your very low frequencies, from the Harold E. Holt from Eastmouth. Is that correct?
Most likely.
So, there you go. That's your harp.
What do you mean you're sus of people underwater?
Well, I met a guy. Well, I met a guy who was... No, well, I met a guy once, and I'm not saying you, Rob, but he freaked me out when I was about 20 years of age. He said he's just come off a submarine. It's been 6 months underwater. And I said... I said, so, and he said he had a whole bunch of porno under there. And I was just going like, all right, porno, 6 months underwater... I thought the submarine was sink full of semen. I don't know. It's just weird, man.
It's disgusting.
I know. It's just weird, man. And that's what I think of submarine. He gave me a bad description of people who work in the submarine because he looked like he needed, and it was in King's Cross, and he looked like he needed to get out.
Anyways, go
well,
ahead.
Well, we're a different bunch, put it that way, because nobody definitely goes into a sealed bottle.
All right. Well, Rob, we've got to go into, you got something else for Rob Crombie? No. Rob, listen, stay safe. I hope your garden's going well.
Yep.
Say hello to your wife, Carol.
I just wanted to verify, give some validity to the fact that I kind of know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
With energies, radar and radio, because that's what was my job.
Well, exactly, Rob. You should stick to that. And I'd like to hear from you next week about free energy. And
you just want to suck me back on the show again because oh, man, you do. Look, it's just like Godfather 2. You just get out and then something happens and you get sucked right back in again.
But you're free not to be sucked in if you don't want to be.
Yeah, it's just a choice, Rob. And you did leave us with a bad note. You told us to get stuffed and said you're a radio tinge, you know, radio station. And you just left us and your wife was telling us off on air.
We're extending welcome, that's all.
It was Carol who told you to get stuffed because we woke her up.
Yeah, I know. You woke her up because you started screaming down the phone. Anyway, Rob, have a great weekend. We'll get you back on here for free energy.
Yeah, no problem.
The song's gone to you, Rob.
That's later. Bye.
Bye.
Long journey. This is Building 7, a 47-story skyscraper that fell on the afternoon of September 11th.
The government says that fire brought it down. However, 1,500 architects and engineers concluded it was a controlled demolition.
Over 6,000 of my fellow service members have given their lives.
And thousands of my fellow first responders are dying.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
I'm a structural engineer.
I'm a New York City correction officer.
I'm an Air Force pilot.
I'm a father who lost his son.
We're Americans, and we deserve the truth.
Go to rememberbuilding7.org today.
Could printed books soon be a thing of the past? Apparently, a lot of kids these days are exchanging book pages for web pages. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht, and I'll be back to tell you what's happening to literacy.
Privacy is under attack. When you give up data about yourself, you'll never get it back again. And once your privacy is gone, you'll find your freedoms will start to vanish too. So protect your rights, say no to surveillance, and keep your information to yourself. Privacy, it's worth hanging on to. This public service announcement is brought to you by StartPage.com, the private search engine alternative to Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Start over with StartPage.
Forget books and magazines. A recent study by the UK's National Literacy Trust found that text messages are the number one reading material for kids today, and numbers 2 and 3 are email and Facebook. That's not surprising, since cell phones and computers outnumber novels in most homes. We adults are obviously not setting a very good example. Of course, text messages are not known for their literary quality or for their outstanding spelling and grammar. In fact, they're some of the worst writing around. So if you want your kids to develop basic English skills, tell them to unplug from Facebook and turn off Twitter, then hand them an old-fashioned book. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht. More news and information at CatherineAlbrecht.com.
Listening to Workers Radio, Radio Skid Row. We have on the line DD. Good morning. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. I hope you're all well.
Yeah, we're all well. We've got Carla in here, Harrowood.
Yeah, we're great.
Yeah, really nice to hear you, Carla, on the radio.
Oh, thank
bringing
you.
A lady's perspective.
Thank you.
Carla's taking over the Thursday. She's giving us solutions. We've got now. You wanted to talk about the situation. We've been talking about chemtrails or contrails. Harold's wants more evidence.
There's a few bits of info. If I can just say a few things. We had the same discussion with John Bursell previously, and I know John works with Harold, and John's ex-military, and he basically said on air, and I've got a recording of it, don't worry about your evidence. If you've got evidence, I'm not even interested. So we kind of flooded him a little bit with evidence, and then he decided that, yeah, okay, I've received your evidence, but I'm not even going to comment on it. There's a plenty of evidence. We're not just looking at the sky, Harold. Last night there was at least 10 or 12 links uploaded that show the cloud seeding act for the Snowy Mountains. There's plenty of patents where the government are investing money into this technology, and there's 10 million pieces of evidence when the government paid Rupert Murdoch's son 10 million taxpayer dollars to fund Australian rain technologies. It's not chem spraying, it's geoengineering. So to say, oh, it's just looking at the sky, paranoid eyes, isn't addressing the evidence. And we want to address the evidence, but the 911 truthers don't seem to want to be prepared to even address the evidence.
I'm not disputing the cloud seedings going on. I don't quite understand these discussions. They seem to go in weird loops.
There's not a lot of evidence. These lines in the sky are.
But that's not cloud seeding, mate. That's a different thing. Like, you can't compare the two. You're conflating apples and oranges. It's just.
So you're saying that the.
It's not cloud seeding.
Lines in the sky aren't geoengineering evidence. You're denying that.
No, I'm saying let's have some evidence. That's all I've ever been saying.
The evidence. For example, one piece of evidence, the Snowy Mountains Hydroelectric Cloud Seeding Act, on their own Perisha Smiggins website, they promote the fact that every winter, when they cloud seed, their snowfall increases by about 14%. So the government is putting out information saying these are some direct results of what we're doing. The CSIRO have published thousands of pages of documents of evidence of their geoengineering, and cloud seeding is but one aspect of that. That's fairly old, didn't really work. They're now using it to actually not cloud seed. They're using it in the reverse to make it not rain.
Okay, let me just make it absolutely clear what my position is. I'm not disputing that cloud seeding is going on, and I don't think it's a good thing. I think it should be limited. I think it should be studied. I think it should be restricted. And I think cloud seeding for the purpose of putting snow on the slopes just so people can ski is stupid, okay? But at the same time, just let me finish, I don't think...
There was no evidence of it happening.
No, I've never said that. I've never said there's no evidence that cloud seeding is happening.
Yesterday when someone said there was a website with flight paths on it, you said, oh, good, that's the first bit of empirical evidence we can start to review, as if you're the ultimate decider on what flies and what doesn't.
Now, let me just finish explaining what my actual position is. As I said, I agree that cloud seeding occurs, and I don't agree with it. When we're talking about persistent contrails, it's a completely different phenomenon. It occurs at a completely different altitude. It is not cloud seeding. It is, if anything, cloud creation. Cloud creation and cloud seeding are not the same thing, and there is no comparison between the two. So let's just separate the two and, you know, bring the evidence you can find that there is this cloud creation, this artificial cirrus creation that it is going on. Let's find the evidence for that, and when someone can bring it, then we'll look at it. At the moment,
do you know
there is
the
simply
UK
not.
Spice Project.
The what? Sorry.
Harrowood.
Sorry.
Do you know
that?
About the Spice Project, Harrowood?
The Spice Project.
S P I C E, as in the stuff you eat. The Spice Project.
No.
Being run out of the UK because all this is being driven by the Royal Society.
Yeah.
And the information from their own emails will be provided soon. If you'd like to give us an email address or somewhere where we can send you this information, I'd be happy to get you enough information to show you that cloud seeding is not exclusively different to geoengineering. They're both arms of the same science.
Sure. Well, you can send any info to Truth News. You can go to editor, send email to editor@truthnews.com.au, or just go to the site and just click on the contact options there and just send a message.
Do you have a message blog where people have talks and stuff like that? Message?
The forum, we don't have a forum, but you can leave a message on the site for me directly.
Sounds like you should have a forum. It'd be going running hot.
Yeah, we do have the 9/11 forum, which people often drop things like that into.
Mm.
I don't really want to manage another forum. But look, the thing is, I will look at any information that gets sent, and I will potentially do another show on it if we can get another expert on who has done important research. I will do another whole show on it.
Well, maybe, Harold, we can talk off air sometime and I'll be happy to get you your so-called expert.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's do that, and we'll schedule a show on Truth News dedicated to this topic again.
Excellent, because we think we've just got to put it out there. There is a lot, what you're saying is right, there's a lot of misinformation, people are confused, they are looking at these lines in the sky. Cloud seeding is different to general geoengineering. So, yeah, I think it's something we should put more information out about.
Yeah, and look, I don't dispute that it is possible to put additives into the jet fuel that actually cause artificial cirrus to be created. I know that that's possible, and I know there are patents for it. So it may well be that this is occurring. But that doesn't mean every plane you see up in the sky that leaves a white trail behind it is doing that deliberately. There's the problem, because this does also occur naturally and spontaneously and randomly depending on temperature, humidity and pressure. So we have to try and understand the phenomenon, because I don't think that every time when you see that's actually a deliberate thing going on.
Absolutely, I would agree, Harold. I've actually had to try and educate people all the time. They're putting up evidence of contrails and alluding that it is chemtrails. And it's like, all you're doing is a disservice. If you actually do care about this, you're doing more harm than good.
I know, and there's little me looking up in the sky, trying very hard to distinguish the two and going slightly mental trying to do it.
Well, we'll have a film where we're going to be showing evidence of it around Sydney, because it's happening all over the world in every NATO-signed country. They're doing these experiments.
Mm.
The universities of all these countries admit they're doing the experiments. There's even evidence on the Facebook page where the CSIRO tried to censor one of their chief scientists from talking about geoengineering. So there's definitely evidence out there. We just need to get it out.
All right, cool. Anything Hera was saying about Anonymous for the Chappelle Corby?
Yeah, look, there's a really important issue here, and it's an important issue about freedom. And I know that Anonymous has done a lot of great work supporting people like Julian Assange, who are major, you know, supporting whistleblowers. But there's some really important whistleblowers that have come forward in the Chappelle Corby case. This is not just about Chappelle herself. This is about a giant conspiracy of drug smuggling, which is going on, has been going on for a very long time through the Australian airports, and this is fully documented. There are high-level customs officers who've investigated this. There was a report by Alan Kessing, a customs officer, which was suppressed by his own superiors. It was leaked. He was then chased by the government and prosecuted for leaking that, even though he didn't leak it. They were trying to silence any discussion of this. After Chappelle's arrest, it became exposed again. Then they had to silence the people who were saying she was innocent, because the only explanation for how the 4.2 kilograms of marijuana got into her boogie board bag, other than that she put it there herself, which is illogical and highly improbable, is that it was a part of this smuggling operation, which they were constantly doing, and they were moving marijuana between cities and putting it in one city and taking it out in the other city. Now, it was exposed after Chappelle's arrest and charges were laid. It was exposed that this was going on in the airports. She was convicted, and then the government and the media went on a massive disinformation smear campaign to make the general public think that actually, no, Chappelle was guilty, nothing to see here, you know, she really did it. But the evidence against her was so weak, and there was such lack of reasonable proof.
Well, the evidence, other than they found a big bag of marijuana in her possession, which she couldn't explain how it got there.
That's what we call prima facie evidence, yeah. But in a country such as ours, you actually have to prove means, motive and opportunity. You also have to have forensic evidence and witness evidence. There was none of that. There was no motive, there was no forensic, and there was no there were no witnesses, and no drug network was ever exposed that would indicate that she was even able to sell that stuff in Bali or where she'd bought it from in Australia. None of that. Just the prima facie evidence in the bag.
Yeah. Guys, I'm going through a bad area. I'm breaking up. I'm sorry.
I'll talk to you off air about this,
Harold. One thing with it, though, is, yeah, like you were saying, you could spend 85% of your time looking into it and never actually get to the bottom of it.
But hang on, can I just finish, Dee? Can I just finish? Power. Can I just finish? Because there's something really important. I've just been, that's the preamble, right? There's something actually far more important than that right now, which is that a lady by the name of Kim Bax, who's been running the Women for Chappelle website, which is a support group for Chappelle Corby, has been threatened with a Supreme Court injunction simply because she put some information on her blog page. This is what it's come down to, mate. It has come down to a Julian Assange type situation, right? Basically, she has put information on her page that is just links to another site, which is called the Expendable Project. And what the Expendable Project has exposed is that the government was covering up information, that they had information that could have exonerated Chappelle. They knew that the cameras had been deliberately switched off in the airports.
The Oklahoma City bombing. Top 10 reasons to question the official story. Reason number 2, why was the ATF AWOL? Paramedic Tiffany Bible, who was on the scene within 5 minutes, has stated in an affidavit that agents of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms told her that they were not in their office that morning. EMT Catherine Mallett also overheard one agent say to another, quote, "Is that why we got the page to not come in today?" End quote. Bruce Shaw, as interviewed on KFOR-TV, was also told by ATF agents that they had been paged to not come into work. The ATF initially denied these claims and now variously claim that one of their agents was in a free-falling elevator, which has been disproven, or that they'd been in an all-night stakeout, or that they'd been at a golf tournament. As they try to sort out their lies, all we want to know is, did the ATF receive a warning, and if so, why did they not pass it on to others in the Mirror Building? For more information, go to OKCBombingTruth.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
When you're sick of the propaganda, when you're over the disinformation, when you can't stand the deception, when the deceit gets too much, when the spin becomes transparent, you know where to turn. You turn on truthnews.com.au with your hosts, Harold Fenton and Joshua Jackson.
Welcome back to Truth News. We are today bringing you highlights from Radio Skid Row's morning show of the 1st of December 2011. So I'll return you to that right now. They knew that her bags had been tampered with. And then the final clincher, the final bombshell, is that Channel 7 was spying on her family, planting bugs in their homes, yep, putting GPS tracking devices on the family, all for the purpose of smearing her and her family. And they ended up doing a smear campaign on her dad because they couldn't even find anything on her. They couldn't find anything on her mum.
Actually, can
they
can I say something? Her dad's died, hasn't he?
Yeah, her dad died.
Did he say anything or on his deathbed? Did he talk to a lawyer?
He said she's totally innocent. There's no connection, and I've got no connection with drugs. There's no connection with drugs in this family. We're not into drugs. He said that many times on television, right? But after he died, they started this campaign of digging up stuff on him. Of course, he couldn't defend himself. He was dead. Chappelle's in prison. Mercedes, her sister, had already had a defamation case against Channel 7. I mean, Channel 7 just wanted to destroy this family. And they ran these series of Today Tonight episodes where they were saying that Mercedes was dealing drugs, and this friend of Chappelle, Jodie Power, was paid $100,000 to go on television and say, "Oh, I was carrying bag and I was watering the marijuana plants for her. You know, we'd drop by and we'd water the plants together." And you know, Mercedes, her sister, went to court against Channel 7. Jodie Power was paid $100,000. She sold out her friend.
Gee, that's a big marijuana bounce. $100,000. It'd be good to be one of those people, wouldn't it?
So Mercedes went to the Supreme Court, took out a defamation action, won the defamation case, got a settlement and everything from Channel 7. Now, most people don't even know that because all people know is the slur and the smear.
Yeah.
Throw enough mud, it sticks, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, you could apply that same level of high moral standards to Mercedes and go, "Yeah, but you were posing on the front of a magazine for money." Like, they're all using the story to profit.
Yeah, but
I had a daughter and she was in a Bali prison and I was on my deathbed.
Why shouldn't she do that? I can't see anything wrong with that.
I'd be getting a lawyer statement saying, "I did it. Get my daughter out of there. I'm going to be dead tomorrow. I did it." So why didn't he do that?
I can't see anything wrong with Mercedes posing for images in a magazine. Sorry, but
she's making money.
What's wrong with that?
She wasn't the
issue.
We just got
selling out for money.
What's wrong with that? No, hang on. She's just having photographs taken for a magazine.
The issue is freedom of information. That's the issue Hereford bringing up. They're suppressing, you know, you are not allowed to put information up. This woman is getting
They are suppressing it on both sides. They actually suppressed
Supreme Court injunction.
Trying to write the book, pointing the finger at the father's involvement. Just got sacked a few days ago. So they're suppressing it on both sides.
All right, well, listen,
Government do suppress information. They lock people up who are innocent.
All right.
We all know that, and that's why we're all angry at the government.
Now, who's the guy who got sacked? Sorry.
A lawyer was writing a book. It was in the paper 2 days ago. Lawyer writing a book, trying to point the finger at the father and uncle's involvement with previous drug smuggling. The law firm stood him down.
Yeah, because who wrote that article was the guy who wrote that book about Chappelle.
But he's not a lawyer. He's a journalist for Fairfax.
No. The lawyer did. No, the Fairfax guy wrote...
I think you'll find.
Yeah, the Fairfax guy wrote the article, the guy who wrote the book.
So this is the thing, Harry, with all these complaints about geoengineering, I'm not just going to say stuff off cuff because I want to promote my angle. Yeah. I'm going to come with facts. And it was a lawyer who wanted to point the finger. Problem is, every time you point the finger, three are pointing back at you.
So have you got a name there, mate? Who's the lawyer?
To make a profit.
Who's the lawyer? Sorry, what's his name?
I'm in my car driving.
All right, I'll show
you. We have it on hand. I gave it to Jack yesterday. He can probably pass it on to you, or I'll get it to you when we talk off air. Jack will give you my email address, and we can start to liaise, and I'll get you as much info as I can, mate.
All right, thanks, D. Listen, we've got to go on to a song.
Have a good day, guys.
Cheers, mate. Now, we've got a listener on here who was having a debate with Harrowood. What's your name there, mate?
Horace Soros.
Horace, it's you again, mate. What's going on, Horace?
Yeah, well, we were just bringing up a few points about, I have dumbbells, all right, and I notice when I pick up a 5-kilo dumbbell, and Harrowood brought up a valid point that, and he'd like to just brush over what he said.
Yeah. You made the point, which is quite valid, Horace, that if there was all that extra weight in the boogie board bag, well, Chappelle would have noticed that. But what actually happened, and I've had discussions with her uncle who knows her very well and was actually on his way to meet her in Bali on that same trip. And first of all, the three of them, Ali, Chappelle and James, this is their first trip overseas. Well, this is certainly the young brother's first trip overseas. They'd been on the plane, long flight. They had quite a bit to drink on the plane. They were off for a holiday.
Yeah.
Now the boogie board bag
off this
was on the carousel, right? And Chappelle had some bags in her hand, and she walked over to the customs, and James, the young brother who's 16, grabbed the boogie board bag. Now, he didn't pack the boogie board bag, so he didn't know what was in there, right? So he's not going to notice that it's an extra weight. And, you know, if you just arrived in a new country, everything's like, wow, you know, it's like it's the last thing you're going to even have on your mind. There were some other anomalies with the bag that Chappelle had noticed, that one of the straps was broken, that something had happened to the bag. The bag had been interfered with in some way. Now, he just grabbed it and he just said, you know, here's the bag. And he lugged it over to the customs. And the customs then said, is this your bag? And he said, yes. And guess what? They arrested her brother first, like, because he'd said, yes, this is my bag. Now, it was actually Chappelle who then said, actually, no, it was my bag. But at first they wouldn't even listen to her, and they actually arrested her brother and took him into a little room and started interrogating him. But then, and this is what Sean has told me, the uncle has told me, is that when they discovered that he was a minor, they decided to arrest Chappelle instead. And this is to do with the way the system works over there, is they always want money. And it would have been harder for them to secure a conviction on a minor, and they decided to arrest Chappelle.
Yeah.
And at that point, you know, the extortion and the efforts that they use to get money out of people is absolutely shocking. And there's an interview with a man who was arrested about a year and a half ago called Rob Janet, who's from Western Australia. He's actually a union official, and he was caught over in Bali with a small amount of marijuana.
Yeah.
And he had to spend $60,000,
huh,
just to grease the wheels, not to go to jail for 5 years. But, you know, it was a tiny amount. It was a tiny amount. And he said at every step along the way he was being squeezed for money. Like it didn't start or stop at any one point. It was continuous. Even when he got into the prison, they were constantly saying, look, you're going to have to pay us for this, you're going to have to pay us for that. You know, he was basically just being squeezed. This is what they do over there.
And what about the rumours that for $100 you can have a day at the beach? Is there any truth to that?
As far as I as far as I've been told, that is absolute bullshit. They don't let you go to the beach. They give you things like you can have a better cell if you pay a bit of extra money. You can get obviously food in. Maybe you can get extra visitors in. It's still very restrictive and very very horrendous. Like what Rob Janet had to say about the conditions and his experience. He said it was one of the most horrendous things, and he said it was absolutely traumatic.
Well, like there you
what
go.
Happened to him.
Just stay away.
So
stay
it's not as if you can just give them some extra money and go to the beach and have a good time. It is not like that. But you know, if you could, I wouldn't begrudge it, and I certainly wouldn't begrudge Chappelle if she was able to get out of the prison occasionally to do that. But I've got no evidence that that's the case.
All right. Well, listen, thanks, Horace. Any more questions? Well, quick, we've got to go on the song.
Look, it's all right. Go to your song, mate, because I love the tunes you play, Jack. You rock, baby.
Oh, thanks, man. You big sucker. You're a suck ball, man. Cheers, brother. I love you.
Have a good one, mate.
Yeah, yeah. That one's Abomination. If you like that, that was a great song there.
Reptiles, okay?
Yeah,
you heard it. I said it.
Reptiles, David Icke.
Obama and Hillary are both reptiles.
Reptilians? Abomination. That one's going out
to... I think
they're
just straight lizards.
No, I have to object there.
The predators, the predator drones, you just said that, Obama. He's bombing the Middle East, Somalia, which is a famine country, which has got hardly any food, and they're throwing bombs in there.
Oh, I just want to bring up at the Malaysian Council in Malaysia, both Bush and Blair have been found guilty of war crimes.
They could add
Obama in there. So that's very interesting that's not, you know, splattered on the news everywhere.
No, it isn't. It's splattered in to certain newses. I think Russia Today would probably be the only sort of... nearly mainstream news that sort of puts this stuff out there. All the rest of it that you hear on TV or on ABC 24, you won't listen.
Are you an RT fan, Jack?
Yeah, of course I am. I love the RT.
Yeah, I watch a fair bit of it. I kind of just watch it streaming live when I'm bored. Have it on. I like the Max Kaiser show. I like the Aliona show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's pretty cute too, which makes it... entertaining.
Makes it entertaining.
They have the most amazing female reporters on that show.
So obviously you're looking at this as porn. Carla's shaking her head here. Aaron's just laughing his head off because he knows it's true.
They are highly intelligent young women. There's no doubt.
No, they are highly intelligent. That's what
and
I mean by
very,
saying amazing.
Very, very alert. But we had an interesting thing talking about that.
Yeah.
They had Max Kaiser standing out in the street. He's gone out to the street and he stands there with his little microphone, you know, as the public walks by, blasting his information. Yeah. He's actually doing that now. And I thought, you know, for all of us, whether we're the chemtrail people and whatever, how about we all start standing on the street?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And just stand there. He's just standing there. No one, of course, was listening. And, you know, a sort of slightly Michael Moore-ish atmosphere to it.
Well, Carla, I'm actually working on trying to build a live radio streaming channel. And what I want to do is, like, make that and make it live streaming and, you know, video as well. But basically... The point is to actually start getting into this live format and also be able to take phone calls like we can do here at Skid Row, because it's really good when people can call in as well and interact with you.
It was very good. It was heated. Some people say it was heated. Thanks, Mr. Anderson out there. He said to Herald to have a look at carnicom.com. But I think it's a very good idea to have a stream out there. So it gives a voice to the people who need to have a voice, a phone section where people can ring up.
Yeah, well, I mean, your show is great. And you know,
and that's where we'll have to leave it today. Hope you enjoyed those highlights from Radio Skid Row 88.9 FM. And we may bring that to you on another occasion. Have a great week and see you next time.
The Bible remains the most popular book in the world. Yet countless readers are frustrated because they struggle to understand it. Some new translations try to help by simplifying the text, but in the process can compromise the profound meaning of the Scripture. Enter the Recovery Version. First, this new translation is extremely faithful and accurate, but the real story is the more than 9,000 explanatory footnotes. Difficult and profound passages are opened up in a marvelous way, providing an entrance into the riches of the Word beyond which you've ever experienced before.
Bibles for America would like to give you a free recovery version simply for the asking. This comprehensive yet compact study Bible is yours just by calling us toll-free at 1-888-551-0102 or by ordering online at freestudybible.com. That's freestudybible.com.